Today is April 19th, 2010, and this is Robert Lee Camp. You're listening to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Firmly in Aries territory, but almost ready to move into Taurus here any moment now. Any day now, you might say. This is a very interesting birthday because it's a double diamond birthday. It means both cards are diamonds, the birth and the ruling card. And it's a two of diamonds with a six of diamonds planetary ruling card. So people born today will have a combination of those two influences, those two cards. And the two of diamonds, you know, twos, men and women who are twos are usually really good looking. Not always, but because two is such a number of balance, it's almost like having a very Libra energy on you. And it creates physical beauty. And there's a lot of beautiful people who are twos. Women, for example, we have Ashley Judd, who's born today, and Kate Hudson, who's born today, Hayden Christensen. But then you have the Six of Diamonds ruling card, and sixes can be very competitive. They can be extremely, they can be into sports and be very, very competitive. Like we have tennis player Maria Sharapova, and we have Al Unser Jr., the race car driver. And there must be a lot of others. I just don't have a complete list. But this is a birthday that is both has the beauty of the two and the competitive and the ability to win that you find in sixes, especially six of diamonds. Now, Valerie Plame is also, and she was the CIA operative that was exposed by Karl Rove, and she was very, very headstrong about the whole thing. You know, there's a movie based on her. Elliot Ness was born today, and actor Dudley Moore was born today. Jane Mansfield, another beautiful woman born today. Very interesting group of people. Now, you can say, you know, this birthday would be very fortunate, and it is very fortunate. It doesn't mean they don't have some challenges. Every single birthday of the year has something really good and something challenging. And for a two of diamonds, six of diamonds person, the emotional life is going to be very difficult. The two having fears of abandonment and betrayal, and so does the six. And difficulty in feeling at peace with themselves on an emotional level. So those kind of issues will show up in their relationships. You'll see there's not as much happiness there as you might expect for somebody who's so talented, beautiful, and successful. Okay? So welcome to the show. We have a couple of announcements, and then we're going to talk a little bit about Mercury retrograde, which is in full effect now. Some of you might have already noticed that the last day or so, because it started 2 days ago. We'd still have a couple of openings for our class here in Concord, California on May the 8th. That's a Saturday afternoon it starts at 11 in the morning. Using the cards for personal and professional life planning. This is what we're going to talk about. How to utilize the cards to make better choices for your future based on the influences that they have that are showing up. How to use those influences for the best rewards and the best results. Knowing when to push forward, when to hold back. When is the best time for marriage, love affairs, birth of children, business expansion, success with the public, and so forth. And doing like a 2 to 5 year plan. Doing a 2 to 5 year plan of your life, looking at your 7 year spreads and looking ahead at what to expect. It's going to be a lot of fun. So on 7thunders.com, my website, 7thunders, the number 7 and the word thunders, click on seminars at the top, and there's a link there for the description and for signing yourself up if you'd like to come. We have maybe 2 or 3 openings still left for that. Okay, moving on to Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde. Mercury is right now at 12 degrees and a half of Taurus, and it's going retrograde, which means it's going to go from 12 and a half down to 12, down to 11 and a half, and so forth during its retrograde period. Now, right now, at the current, right this moment, it's making a very nice aspect to the moon and to the North Node, but it will be squaring Mars soon. And even so, and that's not so good, so it might create some problems, but really this Mercury retrograde is really only going to be a problem if it squares something in your chart. So if you have something around 12 degrees of either Scorpio, Leo, or Aquarius, you can expect there to be possible difficulties. And what does Mercury retrograde do? It causes computer malfunctions. It causes miscommunications, letters lost in the mail, checks lost, travel difficulties, difficulty traveling, delays, or, you know, hassles, miscommunications, lost tickets, and so forth. That's what Mercury retrograde does. Computer problems, too. I mean, you could have your computer break down. All of a sudden, it just stops working for some reason, for no reason that you can. It's just having problems. I talked to somebody today who was having some computer problems. And, you know, I didn't look at his chart, but it's not bothering me, this Mercury retrograde. This particular Mercury retrograde is not afflicting any planets in my chart, or planets in my chart are not afflicting it. So I'm not having any negative effects so far. Now, if it goes, I don't know how far it's going to go retrograde. I have to go look and see. Let me have a look here real quick and see if I can see when it's going to go direct again. Well, let's see here. Let's try going to the 28th. Okay, like on the 28th, it's still retrograde. It goes down to 8 degrees of Taurus. Let's go into May, like May 6th. On May 6th, it's down to 3 degrees of Taurus. Now, that Mercury, I have Mercury in my chart around 5.5 degrees of Leo. So I imagine that, you know, around the 1st of May, I'm going to have some challenges with that Mercury retrograde. Some stuff is going to come up. It's going to show up. And the same thing would happen to you. So that's a Mercury retrograde situation. But you need not be afraid of every Mercury retrograde. You need not shut down everything in your life and go hide in a hole until it's over. You don't have to necessarily put off purchases of technological items or software or things. It's not affecting everybody. You'd have to know your chart a little bit to know if it's affecting you, you know, specifically. Okay? You'd have to know where the planets are. So if you don't, talk to your neighborhood friendly astrologer nerd friend and ask them to take a look for you. Okay, tonight we're going to be talking about, let's see here, let me start this recording. Tonight we're going to be talking about the weekly reading in a little bit different fashion. Now, you can use this information that I'm going to give you either to look at your hand-drawn weekly reading that you do out of the Cards of Your Destiny book, where you lay the cards out, or you can use it also for the calculated reading that shows up on my software and on our website on the free Destiny reading. Okay, this information. And it's specifically about the cards that show up in the reading. And, you know, you can also, the same principle, some of the same stuff would apply to looking at your yearly spreads. So what I'm suggesting is that you should know a couple of things here in order to take most advantage of this. You should know, for example, what the cards are in your life spread. If you don't know what cards are in your life spread, look in the Cards of Your Destiny book at the Age Zero spread, or look in the Love Cards book on the chapter on your birth card, and you'll see all the cards for your life spread. So pay special attention to what are your best cards and what are your most difficult cards. Like the best cards would be Jupiter, Venus, like that. The worst cards would be Saturn and Mars and Pluto. And also, though, your first karma card. Oh, yeah, and your second karma card would be a good card. Okay? So you should have a little list, my good cards and my bad cards. My good cards include the Venus card, the Jupiter card, and the second karma card. My challenging cards are the Saturn card, the first karma card, and perhaps the Mars card. Though, you know, some people have a really good Mars card, even, and Mars is just considered slightly bad. It's like a miniature Saturn, you know, so it's not necessarily all bad, but you should know these cards. Okay, and then, now when you look at your weekly readings, look and see, are any of these cards of yours showing up on the day that you're in right now? Okay? You should see, like, for example, let's say your Saturn card, let's say that you're a Nine of Spades person, just for an example, and their lifetime Pluto card is the Eight of Clubs, and their lifetime Saturn card is the Four of Clubs. Okay, suppose they have a Four of Clubs one day, which is their lifetime Saturn card. Well, this could indicate that this is going to be a difficult day, even though Four of Clubs is considered a very good card. It could be a challenging day, a day of more work than usual, or harder work than usual. Or if they have an Eight of Clubs one day, which is also a very good card to have normally, but it happens to be their Pluto card, it could be a day when they get really challenged by situations that show up on that day. So what about, and their first karma card is a King of Hearts, which is also considered basically a good card. But because it's their first karma card, we would consider that perhaps that could be a difficult day for them personally. Now their second karma card is a Six of Spades, which for most of us, a Six of Spades could be a cautionary card of some kind. But for them, it's a second karma card. So when they see a Six of Spades show up in their weekly reading, this is going to be something good because it's a second karma card. It's always a beneficial, giving kind of influence. It's very interesting how this works. Now, the other thing is, really, you should be really aware of the day of the week that you're in, the planetary influence. And you need to, in order to do this, you have to know what day of the week you were born. If you go to 7thunders.com and do the free destiny reading and then click on your card for the day, you'll be able to determine from that what day of the week you were born. You were born on your Mercury day of the week. You were born on a Mercury day of the week. So, like if you're in a Neptune day today, tomorrow would be your Mercury day, and that would mean you'd be born on Tuesday, see? So it goes Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, and then it goes back to Mercury again. So you need to find out what day of the week you were born, right? And then you should know this, because the energy on these certain days, it really does change quite a bit, okay? Energy shifts a lot on the different days. Like the Mercury day is generally a day full of a lot of communications. It's also a day when you often take short trips in the car to go out and run errands or go visit somebody, things like of that nature, short trips in the car. Venus day is focused mostly on family and things around the home and love, but more family kind of love. And it could be perhaps, you know, beauty items or luxury items also. So it's a good day to go shopping. It's a good day to do something nice in the house, have a birthday party, throw a party, do something like that. The Mars day is your active day. It's the day you really get going. You want to do something. You're more competitive. You want to do something physical that day. You want to go hiking or walking, exercise, jazzercise, whatever you do physical on your Mars days. And you want to avoid competition with others unless you have a really good card that day. You want to keep a low profile, not fight with people. Jupiter is usually the day of the week we make the most money, you know, or a lot of benefits come in on the Jupiter day. It's good to know when that is, just to be aware of it. And the Saturn day, you know, you would think that'd be the most difficult day, but it's not necessarily difficult. It is a day that pertains to doctors and dentists and bones and teeth and health. So health matters may be, it may be a good day to have a doctor's appointment or dental appointment. And it's a good day just to work on stuff. Not necessarily bad, because these are only one day in length. They're not tremendous influences. Uranus is good for getting together with groups. Things happen unexpectedly on the Uranus day. So don't have any heavy attachments because things might, they can reverse on you very quickly on the Uranus day. And then the Neptune day is a day of dreaming, fantasizing about the future. Good day to go see a movie, Neptune. Really great day to go out, go see a movie. My Neptune day every week falls on Thursday. I used to go see movies every Thursday because I didn't want to go on the weekend. I could just go to a matinee and it wouldn't be too crowded. Okay, so that's a little discussion on some new ways to look at your weekly reading and revealing some secrets. Look for those key cards from your life spread and your karma cards. If they show up in your reading, watch what happens and see the special significance that those cards have for you. Okay, we're about ready for our first break now, and we're going to play a song from my CD Bhakti Rock called Sri Ram. And the phone lines are full. When we come back from the break, we're going to start taking your calls. Be back in about 5 minutes.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. just J. J. Sean, Rodney Sean, Ragupatira.
And that was Sri Ram from my CD, Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to open up the calls, the phone lines for calls, and we have the lines are full. Our first caller is from Renton, Washington. Her name is Ramona, born on April 10th, 1951. Are you there, Ramona?
Yes, I am. Hello. Thank you, Robert.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm working on my reading for this year as my birthday gift to myself, and so I kind of want confirmation if I'm understanding this correctly.
Sure.
And I think it's pretty much what I have been working on in my own life. So if I understand this correctly, I will have some challenges regarding financial situations, but my end result will be that I will be less attached to the outcome of the financial situation and will be garnering more, I'm hoping, spiritual information, because that is what I've been working on.
Okay.
And my I'm working towards finding a new job, something totally different, because I'm currently unemployed. And so I'm thinking this is telling me that I am looking forward to something developing this year.
Okay.
Right?
All right. Okay. So are you born in 51?
Yes.
And April 10th?
That's correct.
Okay. So, you know, I'm not sure where you got the financial challenges part, except that you're probably already experiencing that.
That's correct.
Because your cards are extremely good this year for money. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Now, you know, I mean, okay, have you always had jobs, or have you ever had something of your own? Have you ever had your own enterprise going or business?
No, I haven't. And that's a totally new field for me. So I think I'm open to it. Teaching is one of the things that I'm looking into for my future, and metaphysics will probably be what I'll be doing.
Okay.
I just don't know how to go about setting it up. I'm doing a little bit of research.
Yeah. Okay. So imagine that that for whatever reason, at certain points in your life, there's going to be a lot of prosperity coming in, you know,
okay,
on key years. And it's just the cycles, the way the cycles work out, that it happens to fall on certain years. Now, and imagine that this money is just basically going to fall from the sky.
And
the only thing that's going to determine how much money you get is how big are your baskets, you know?
Okay.
And baskets translates into how many ways are there that people can give you money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How many things do you offer people that they can purchase from you or get from you that would pay a lot of money, okay? This is something I discuss a lot in my book, The Big Money Book, you know, which is all about transforming poverty consciousness into prosperity. But you have a really fantastic money cards this year. You have the Ten of Diamonds in Jupiter, which is as good as it gets, okay?
Oh, really? Okay.
So, and you're a Jack of Diamonds. You're extremely creative.
I know.
You're really creative.
I find that fascinating, right. But the creative part, yes. The money part, I always wonder about. I'm never worried about money. I mean, it always shows up. But
something is not, you know, something's not jiving with how you're doing it. I don't know what exactly it is, but,
okay.
You know, you should be having lots of money in your life.
Okay.
You know, and this year especially, but if you're unemployed, you're not going to make any money. I can tell you that. You know?
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm looking.
So, and I would go further than that because, see, look at whatever job you pick, you know. I mean, the job you choose, the job that you say, okay, I'll accept that, is a statement for how much or how little you will accept.
Mm-hmm.
You follow that?
Okay.
You know, a lot of people, like, let's say they want more money, but they choose a job that is only ever going to pay so much, you know, and it's not
right.
much. And there's no chance of having any, you know, abundance with that kind of job because it has a built-in limitation of how much it can make. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to kind of think in these terms when you go out into the marketplace. And with a mind as creative as yours and the ability to promote yourself, which you have innate in yourself, you should be able to come up with something really good. You have about 6 months to pull this together. Okay?
Okay.
So if you can pull together something great in 6 months, something that you can do that people would pay you a lot of money to have, you'll have a lot of success.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah,
thank
simple
you.
As that.
All
yeah,
right.
You're very welcome. Well, thanks for being my guest tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Yeah, here's an opportunity. Now, I had the same card as Ramona once, and I've told the story before, but I saw it coming by about 6 months. I was preparing, and I decided then, you know, that I would prepare for it by increasing the number of things, services, and products that I was offering my customers. And I had 6 months, and by the time that period came, I was well prepared, and I introduced a lot of new products and services, and I made more money in that period than I had made the entire former year. This is a great example of harmonizing yourself with the cards. Okay. Our next caller is from Sherman Oaks, California. Deb, whose birthday is November 3rd, 1958. Are you there, Deb?
Hello there, Robert. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, great. I'm so happy to get in. I was one of your lagging callers in the last time, so I'm happy to get in.
Oh, it's happy to have you.
Thank you.
So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, two parts. First of all, I'm one of those Scorpio Four of Diamonds,
uh-huh.
which, you know, for the sake of not doing three spreads, you know, meaning, you know, my birth card and
yeah.
then two PRCs, you know, the planetary ruling cards, which one do you want to assign me? And I'll go with it.
Well, I would stay with your Mars card, which is a Six of Clubs. I would focus on
you.
That one more. Okay.
That makes my life a lot simpler because I can relate to both of them on different levels. You know, the six being more mundane, but yet I relate it to the other on a more subtle spiritual level, you know,
sure.
and especially the way events had moved in my life.
Well,
but
you know,
and
you're at the age now where that Pluto card might actually be showing up more. It usually doesn't show up until we get past 45, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
it might
yeah.
have a subtle influence, but do I need to necessarily be drawing up another spread every time?
Well, I would definitely be peeking at it. Why not take a look, you know?
Well, that's good to know because that brings me to my next question, which is, you know, in my 52nd year, which is like a critical year, that birthday will be coming up this November, and I've got lots of nines in spades
uh-huh.
and sevens.
You sure do.
Places.
Three out of your five most important cards are nine.
Correcto.
So
I would like to know what I can do to, you know, make myself as Teflon and as, you know, good to go as possible.
Yeah, lucky you. So you just have an agreement with yourself and with God and the universe, whatever, that you're willing to let go of whatever you need to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to let it go. See?
Oh,
and
yes,
I mean, this
exactly.
is a lot of letting go. This is completing, finishing up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's like the big cosmic toilet flush.
Right. And, you know, in Scorpio fashion, it's like a really huge one. You know what I mean? It's like all or nothing.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I just was wondering why it just all kind of built up to this kind of perfect storm of nines.
Well, you know, you need to look at your life, your current situation, and ask yourself, what are the things in my life that maybe aren't really that helpful for me anymore? It could be people. It could be work. In your case, with so many nines, it could be everything,
mm-hmm.
you know. And what do I need to let go of to lighten my load and to become sort of reborn?
Right. Well, I can sort of give a hint to that in terms of, you know, things that have already happened is, you know, my mother and stepfather had passed away suddenly, separately within a year. And that more or less set the axis out of kilter. You know, whatever my world was, it is no longer.
Sure.
So it's been about more or less recalibrating myself. And because I think because I'm in my last year of my Six of Spades, right? You know, I think that's been like the real powerful push to say, whatever it is that is karmic that I need to begin this letting go process, you know, really recognize really what's the core of who I am and what my karmic debts are. Otherwise, it'll be hard to enter the next year, you know, with enough energy and positive outlook to complete it.
Now, you know, just so you know, just remember that keep in mind that the critical year is always a blessed year.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's always good things happen to people in that year. Okay.
Oh, really?
It's
That's
a Jupiter
a
year. It's a it's a Jupiter year. So you can expect basically wishes to come true, things
mm-hmm.
you've wanted. You
mm-hmm.
see. So it's really more about embracing how much can you good things can you allow to happen in your life before
mm-hmm.
you pull back and say, oh, I can't handle that anymore. See.
But first I have to let go of all that old bad stuff.
Letting go in this situation is going to be such a wonderful thing. It doesn't have to be some dragged out, torturous Scorpio death and rebirth.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for telling me that because that's the way it has been. And because the situations I was referring to with my mother and stepfather, and those were very Scorpio-like situations.
Yeah.
So, you know, just a sudden tragic death. And my mother was a Scorpio herself, you know, all very unexpected. So it had a very powerful, you know, looking back on it, you felt there was something karmic happening with that. And it just, you know, things just have not been able to reset themselves ever since.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe it's time. I mean, maybe you're still not done processing some of that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's more. I think because of the nines, I think I tend to think there's more for you to let go of. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you there.
I mean, this year the year we're talking about hasn't even started yet.
Right. I just want to, I guess, do as much as I can for myself to fortify myself so that I can meet the challenge. Even if it was meeting, letting go, because that's kind of a difficult thing to do if you've been in sixes for 26 years.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be as hard as you think, actually.
Well, thank you for telling me that, because that is a lot of it is, you know, I have Moon in Cancer, and, you know, the tenacity that goes with that and the need to hang on for dear life, you know, of a you know, some aspect or a feeling, you know, it's hard to let go.
Sure, I understand. Yeah, but this is, it's a blessed year. It's the year when the hardest thing is the easiest of your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nature of the critical year. The hardest thing of your whole life becomes the easiest to pull off of any time in your whole life. Okay?
Well, thank you. I really do appreciate that. That actually, in and of itself, relieves a huge amount. It really, really does. That's, you know, very powerful. And I'm really hoping that my Queen of Hearts year, I mean, you know, next 7 years will actually bring in some, you know, relationships.
Yeah, if you're open to it, you know, four diamonds often shut the door because they have such bad luck early on. They often close down and don't let it come back in. It's up to
you.
You'll have to consciously open that door again, and I'm sure if you do, somebody will show up.
Well, good. Well, thank you. I really do appreciate your positive outlook on this and telling me the silver lining on all this. It's a great help.
Thank you. Well, it's great having you on the show.
You.
Thanks for being my guest tonight, and good luck. Keep
so
in touch.
Much.
Let us know how things work out during the year, okay?
Well, very good. I shall. Thanks so much, Robert.
All right.
Take care,
Deb. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to have a short break here and listen to a song called Transitions. And when we come back, we'll be continuing with your calls. Be right back. fact, that was my song Transitions that I recorded about 2 months ago. Okay, next up tonight is, let's see here, Sandy from Silver City, New Mexico, September 23rd, 1958. Are you there, Sandy?
I am. Hi, Robert.
How are you, Sandy?
I'm doing great.
And have you ever had your astrological chart done?
I have, yeah.
And are you a Libra?
And I am.
Are you a Libra or Virgo?
No, I'm a Virgo. So I'm a queen of clubs.
Okay, good for you. So what's on your mind this evening, double club head?
Well, I'm really... What's that?
I said double club head.
Oh, yeah, on my mind. Well, I'm really interested in what you might see in terms of work. I'm in a really... kind of coming out of, but have been in a really big transition time, and quit an office job that was just sort of a getting by kind of job some months back, and I'm ready to sort of, or really wanting to get back into my own business, which I did some time back. And I just have questions about, you know, whether it's sort of reconfiguring that kind of business that I used to do, but really feeling more drawn to doing something, you know, new, and have pretty strong, you know, spiritual inclinations, and just sort of what you might see.
Well,
and, in terms of timing,
you have really good influences for something new. Between now and your birthday, okay. You have good influences.
Okay.
They suggest that you're going to come into something new, something that you haven't done before.
Okay.
Now, I don't know exactly what that is, but if it were me, with the cards that you have, mm-hmm. I would be thinking, well, let's do the thing we really would like to do the most. Why not? That's what I would be thinking.
Okay.
You know? I mean, that's the thing with... That's kind of a question that comes up over and over again in life. And I think a lot of us are sort of tempted to take the easy way out, or what seems to be the easy way out, and just do what seems like it's going to be the most secure and easy way to get some money, you know, mm-hmm. instead of going after something that's more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I've done that. So, yeah, I definitely am interested in the more, in doing something more interesting. Part of it is I've actually kind of got a lot of interests and actually some, you know, quite a different, a lot of abilities, I guess you could say. So I'm having sort of trouble focusing, and I'm feeling like, well, maybe it's not quite time to focus.
Maybe it's okay to do more than one thing at the same time, too.
Okay.
Would you ever consider that?
Okay. Yeah, I guess I have. I've always been more inclined to sort of think that I need to do one thing and sort of stick with it. But if my cards are showing, that might be.
Yeah, you know, yeah, your cards are showing. Variety is good this year and for the foreseeable future. So be open to it being different than before. Okay. Like, you know. Like, opportunity comes in all different forms, and you know, it's never the same. We can't expect it to always look the same way. And it's up to us. Even though you're a fixed card, you're fixed mentally, it's up to you to sort of keep some openness to new things available. Okay? Very important.
Okay.
Very important for you, because you could miss something because you're stuck in a pattern of thinking that doesn't allow for anything new to show up. Okay?
Yeah, I have a sense of that. But I have a sense that I really want something new to show up. You know, I'm really ready, I think, at this point.
Okay, then just say no to the old and watch what happens.
Okay.
Just say
okay.
no to the old
Sounds
and
good.
Watch what happens. I see very good influences for it, and I would be very surprised if it doesn't show up for you by your birthday. Okay?
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next up is Jackie from New York. She's a queen of diamonds. February 13th, 1969. Are you there, Jackie?
Hello.
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 Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Hello. We heard you the first time. How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm doing all right. And you?
Great. And you were born on February 13th, 1969?
Yes, I was.
And what can we talk about tonight with you?
I'm trying to see if there's anything coming up as far as me moving anything with a job, new job that pays more, and possibly even anything relationship-wise that maybe more friendship more so, or good friendship more so than a long-term relationship, meaning marriage when I say long-term relationship.
Okay. So you mean like friends
dating,
with benefits?
You know, going out. There's somebody at work that there seems to be this awareness with, and I'm just wondering, you know, is this going anywhere, or is it just that all playful stuff, so to speak?
Okay. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about the move. I may not be able to cover all of your questions tonight because I usually give people just one question. But let's talk about your move potential and work potential. You're a queen of diamonds and a five of diamonds. Have you read anything about your card before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you know, you're the kind of person that can have your own business, all right? You're the kind of person that's enterprising, that has the ability to come up with something really successful and not have to necessarily work for somebody else. Are you aware of this?
Yeah, I guess it's always been my dream, but I just haven't been able to, you know, get it to come into fruition, so to speak.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to keep at it. Don't give up the first time, you know, or the third time even. You got to work at it. You have to keep going. It can be very successful, and it will leave you with the freedom to do whatever you want to do when you want to do it, which is, I'm sure, you would like to have that.
Oh, definitely.
Right. Yeah, because you're a five, too, and you like to have freedom, and you want to travel and stuff. You know, why not create a job that allows you to travel and make money while you do? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I taught some classes in Australia, I thought, what a deal. I get to travel to Australia and make money while I go there. Right?
Yeah, definitely. Sounds good.
So there's all kinds of changes. There's all kinds of changes in store for you this year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everything in your life, and you can definitely make some money, but you have to put the effort in. You got to like really get clear about what you want and go make it happen. All right? You
mm-hmm.
know, I mean, you know everything you need to know about business. You were born with it, okay? I'm a queen of diamonds, and I had, you know, lemonade stands when I was 7 years old. I was making money when I was 6 years old, and I have made money ever since. You have that built into you. You're a double diamond. You know everything about that. You just got to go out and put it into practice and believe in yourself. Your influences are good. I would suggest that you pick something that you really would like to do and take another chance on it this year. Take another chance. This last birthday, you began a whole new 7-year cycle. So everything has a chance to be really different than before for you. Do you understand?
Now, do you see anything with that relationship thing? Or
I'm not going to talk about that tonight. You'll have to call back.
Okay. All righty, then.
And when you do call back, have the guy's birthday, okay? Then we can really take a look.
All righty, then.
Great. Nice to talk to you. Have a great night, Jackie.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next up is Nathaniel, May 1st, 1957, from somewhere in California. We don't know exactly where. Are you there, Nathaniel?
Yes.
Welcome
Hi.
To the show. Hi.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Great to have you. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm just trying to see if I'm going to be relocating this year. I'm going to think I'm going to sell this house and try to find another one.
Yes, it's definitely going to happen, though it's going to be a little more challenging than you imagine right now, but it will happen. Absolutely. And you will luck into a really good place. Okay, that's the good news.
Do you see it being on the top of a hill or any kind of view? Or?
Well, there isn't no card for a house with a view, unfortunately, so I can't really respond to that question. All I can say is a move is definitely going to come, you know, by your next birthday, not the one coming up, but the one after that. And it's going to be have some challenges. You're going to have to put a lot of energy into it, but it will happen, and you'll end up in a much nicer place.
So it may not happen until 2011, then?
Yes, it may not happen until then. It depends on you, a lot on you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The years in this system begin on your birthday, not on January 1st. So when we talk about this year, we're talking about the year that began on your last birthday.
That makes sense, you know, because yeah. It's, you know, the your growth and everything, you know.
Exactly. Okay, so I'm going to let you go and take our next caller, Nathaniel. Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Thank you.
All right, have a good night. Okay, next up is Alyssa from MO. I guess that's Missouri. Her birthday is September 25th, 1979. Are you there, Melissa? Or Alyssa?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
Can you hear me? Excellent,
I do.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Okay, so you're a Queen of Hearts, Eight of Diamonds, same birthday as Catherine Zeta-Jones. What's up?
Yay, that's interesting to know. I am married. I've been married for 5 years, been with my husband for 7 years, and I recently separated from him. I left. He is a Five of Clubs, and
uh-huh.
Last night was the first time I've ever seen anything to do with the karma cards or anything like that. And I just want to know if I'm wasting my time by trying to work things out with him, or if there is still potential there, even though he has some significant problems that he's trying to work on.
You know, Queen of Hearts are so... Queen of Hearts is a lovely card, and it's very feminine, which is nice. You know, if you're a woman and a Queen of Hearts, it's a very nice card to have. But it tends to not see the faults in other people, okay? It
yes.
tends to ignore others' faults and sometimes give too much benefit of the doubt. What's your husband's birthday?
May 27th, 75.
So he's a Gemini, Five of Clubs.
Yes.
So, I mean, your husband is a card that should never get married. Your husband is somebody who should never have gotten married to start with. Okay? Are
yes.
you there? Five of Clubs, they're a card of freedom, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? And
yes,
why
I do.
He got married, I mean, I'm sure that he's most likely had affairs because that's what they love to do. They like relationships better when they're secret.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, he would probably like you more if he was married and you were single and he could have an affair with you. Or if you were married and he was single.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not looking good for you this year with him, okay? He's your Saturn card this year, one of your Saturn cards. I just think it's going to be difficult, okay?
I agree.
With him. And, you know, if you're expecting him to change, you're really wasting your time. And you have such
I'm
great
not
potential.
I'm expecting him to change. When I left, he did change. And that's why when I left, I was done.
What's he saying? Is he saying
and
he's changed and he wants
to help
you back?
Him move on.
What does he say? Does he say he wants you back because he's changed now? He's a new man. Is that what he's saying?
Well, he's stopped drinking. He has not done anything. He has not gone out. The issues that he portrayed in the relationship were early on, and he's started to progress since the last time he didn't come home, which is 3 years ago. But I still can't get over it.
Well, you know, you may have to go at it again with him then. It's okay with us. You can do
yeah,
whatever you
I know,
want.
But I just...
You can do it. But, you know,
I'm wondering
in my
the
opinion, there are some
on.
Cards that should never be married. There's some cards that just shouldn't be married. And because there's so much within them that goes against it. Their very nature. And yet they'll get married because they don't really know. They just don't know that they're that way. Do you understand?
Yes.
And as they grow up, they learn, but they cause a lot of pain and suffering for themselves and others in the process of figuring out who they are. You know, it just happens that way. So it's up to you. If you really feel drawn to be with him again, then you should be with him again. You know, I don't think it's going to work out very long, but it might be, which you may have to do it. You see, you may just have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why? Because you're still longing for him and attached to him. See?
Yes.
And it's okay that you're that way because we all have our timing about these things. It's not bad or good. It's just the way that it is. So.
I don't long for him. It's more of a, I'm trepidation, if anything, because I have a lot invested in it.
What, in the relationship?
Yeah, in the relationship, just we're incredible business partners, incredible friends, but horrible at being married.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you could go back to being friends again after being married, maybe, but
yeah.
But you'll have to find that out for yourself, you know.
Absolutely.
I think he's going to be in your life for a while, actually. I mean, it's certainly possible that he'll be around. But I'm not sure about the marriage part.
Yes. Yeah. Same here.
Yeah. And, you know, okay. There are good things coming for you. Start asking yourself, what is you really want for your own happiness?
That's what I've been doing, and that's why I left.
And then see what happens. I mean, you don't have to settle for, you know, a lot less than you really want. No one does. Okay?
Yeah. I feel like I have so much to offer. I take care of myself. I'm a pretty girl. I have my own businesses. I'm very successful.
Then don't settle for a loser. You have to love yourself enough.
He really isn't a loser. I just worry that I won't do better.
Oh, you'll do better. Trust me, your card is so marriageable. You know, I mean, you know, seriously, you have a lot to offer. Just trust, believe in that. But you have to let go of what you have in order to for room for something else to show up. Okay?
You're right. Absolutely.
You know, you're not going to, it's going to be painful to go through that. And you're going to have the strength to go through it to find out. You know,
yes.
Completely detach yourself from him and then see what shows up and see how you feel. It's hard. You know, breakups are always hard.
They are. Absolutely.
So, you know, you might need to move out of the area. You might need to go somewhere else so that you don't have to be, you know, reminded of him so much. You can't work together with somebody you're getting divorced from, you know?
No, I mean, we have a couple businesses together. I am moving out, moving away. I'm moving back to Florida.
Oh, good. So. I think that's good. A little distance there will be very good for both of you. Okay, I'm going to have to let you go. We're running out of time, but thanks for calling in. Please call again. Call again, Alyssa.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good night. Okay, we're going to try to squeeze one more call in really quick because why? Because we're going to try. Let's see. This would be Mary from Tennessee, January 28, 1958. Are you there, Mary?
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm good. You sound like I know you.
No, this is my first time calling. Was telling the young man on the phone that I have never had anyone to read for me. And I'm so excited, you know, to get through the line tonight. And I'd like to know what the card say in regards to finances.
To finances. Okay, well, you're somebody who tends to worry about finances. You know that? Even though you have very good ability to make money,
mm-hmm.
You're born with that. Okay? Now, have you considered, do you have your own business right now?
No, I do not.
Well, I think you will by your next birthday if you play your cards right.
Okay.
There's something that you've been meaning to do for a long time, and you just have to have the faith to do it, your own business. You follow me?
I follow you completely.
Yeah, and I don't even have to know. I just know it's true because it's in your cards, okay? It's showing up. And the Seven of Spades challenge that you have in your Seven of Diamonds spread is saying that you have to take a chance and go for it. It's going to be good, and the money will be there. The money will be there. Okay? So do the thing that you've always wanted to do. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
What kind of business? You know, that's the indecision. The kind
that makes a lot of money and has you helping people with good information.
Okay.
There you go.
Wow. It was such an honor to speak with you, Robert. This is not going to be my first or my last time calling you. You are such a wonderful person with such a wonderful gift. And
Thank you. So
thankful that I was drawn to this station tonight. God bless you, and I'll be calling you back.
All right. Thank you. Have a great night, Mary.
Take care. Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that wraps up our hour, folks. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week. As you might know that I am doing a series of talks exclusively on the cards for at least another couple of weeks. Some new topics. If you have a topic you'd like me to talk about that I haven't talked about or haven't talked about recently, I would love to hear from you. Send me an email. My email address is at the bottom of every page of my website, 7thunders.com. And have a great week. I'll see you here next Monday, same time, on bbsradio.com. Good night.
Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayat Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayat Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yo-na-prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur
tat savitur variyam bhargo devasya dhimahi